risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our text this morning comes from our gospel lesson from the book of John. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called a twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Here ends our text. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father through his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a confession to make. For many years, I did not believe. My doubt was my guide. And to this end, my skepticism governed my outlook. I never thought that in my lifetime that it was possible. I had to see it to believe. Yet, much to my amazement, the Detroit Lions came within one game of going to the Super Bowl. Thanks to their remarkable revival, I will now watch Lions football on the television. I'm not sure if I'm willing to pay the money to watch them play in person. I don't know if my funds or my faith is that strong. Nevertheless, like Thomas, my unbelief has been turned into belief. Now, obviously, there is a difference between Thomas and myself. My unbelief was in a football team that, before this past year, had won only one postseason game in over 40 years. Thomas is asked to believe that his teacher and mentor and friend has been crucified on the cross and has risen from the dead. Now, Thomas was blessed to have traveled with Jesus during his earthly ministry. He has listened to Jesus' teaching and has witnessed firsthand the miracles that Jesus has performed, including raising Lazarus from the dead. Thomas also realizes the genuine threat that has been directed toward Jesus from the religious hierarchy. He understands the mounting dangers to Jesus and those close to him. And when Jesus proposes to go to Bethany, Thomas says to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with him." Now we know that when Jesus was arrested, Thomas ran away with the other disciples. So when Jesus goes through his public trial and death, Thomas has deserted him. When Jesus is killed, Thomas is brokenhearted. Not only did he abandon Jesus, but his teacher, his friend, and his Messiah was dead, and Thomas wanted to be alone in his grief. Now, before we come down hard on Thomas, let us remember that he was not the only disciple who doubted. As we see in Luke 24, after finding the stone rolled away from the tomb and Jesus' body gone, two men in dazzling apparel tell the women, "He is not here, but has risen." They then return to the disciples. Now it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. So there were other disciples who doubted until Jesus appeared to them. And when he does, Thomas is not there. And Jesus shows the disciples his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Apparently, Thomas wasn't the only disciple who doubted. The news that Jesus had risen from the dead seemed too good to be true, and when told, Thomas refuses to believe it. Thomas said that he would never believe that Jesus had returned from the grave until he had seen the prints of the nails in his hands and thrust his hand into the wound in Jesus' side. After 8 days, and Jesus visits the disciples again, and this time Thomas was there. Jesus repeated Thomas's own words and invited him to make the test he had demanded upon Jesus' return. And all Thomas could say is, "My Lord and my God." Thomas makes the same mistake that many make. He withdrew from Christian fellowship. He sought isolation rather than the companionship and friendship of the others who had the same feelings of loss. Because he was not there with his fellow disciples, Thomas missed Jesus' first return to his followers. We miss a great deal when we separate ourselves from Christian fellowship. We often make the mistake of believing that our situation is unique and nobody else would understand what we may be going through. In reality, that would be an extremely rare situation. And when anger, sorrow or sadness surrounds us, this is the very time when we should seek the companionship of Christ's people. And when we pursue the company of fellow Christians, we are seeking Jesus, the most understanding friend of all. Now, do not misunderstand. Regular worship and Christian fellowship is a blessing for all of us, not just for those who are doubtful or angry or sorrowful. Heavenly Father wants us to be habitually engaged with his word and carry it in our hearts and upon our lips. From the book of Colossians, "But the word of Christ dwell in you richly." When Jesus came to Thomas and the disciples, he announced, "Peace be with you." And at that point, their doubts were replaced with joy and their fear and anxiety substituted with peace. That peace is ours when we gladly hear God's word and set aside time to worship on Sunday, the day Jesus rose from the dead. That word will be delivered through fallible men, but the word itself is what is important. In addition to hearing God's word, Sunday worship is a public testimony to our faith in Christ and his resurrection from the dead. We communicate that peace when we gather together in worship. Believers are still sinners who need one another and the encouragement we receive from each other. Also, we are called to share that peace with those who are not familiar with the Savior, whose hands and side were pierced many years ago. Now, several of you have brought friends and or family to worship with us, and may God bless you. Now, I'm looking forward to this year's Lions football season. And who knows, maybe I will go and watch a game in person, along with thousands of other believers, depending on my financial advisor's advice. Putting that aside, every week I am extremely blessed to worship with fellow believers with me and share in the peace that passes all understanding. God's peace is written in his word, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And as Jesus told Thomas, and as he tells us, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise for prayer.